Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 19th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yutas Mishnah Vav. Mita shakarach lemizran v'nagabeh hanames. If a bed was wrapped with a mizran, and either of them came into contact with a mace, either the bed or the mizran, tamei tumas shiva, both the bed and the mizran become tamei tumas shiva, like anything that comes in contact with a mace. Perishu tamei tumas shiva, and if they then, the mizran and the bed are taken apart from one another, they're still tamei tumas shiva. Nagabeh if either the bed or the mizran touches a sheretz, they become tamei tumas erev as a rishon l'tuma perishu. And if they there are separated from one another, tamei tumas erev, they still remain tamei tumas erev. Mitas shnatu shtei arugos shela, if two long sides of the bed were removed, vasala chadashos v'loshinas anakavim, and you made new sideboards, but you didn't change the holes in on the side of the bed, so then nishtab chadashos. If the new sideboards break, the bed can still become tame again, because the boards that were there initially are still there, and the bed's holes, the nakavim in the bed could still hold them. But if the old sideboards break, then the bed is going to be tahar, because everything depends on the old stuff. Meaning, if the bed is considered to be broken, you have to look at the parts that existed in that bed when it became tamei. You have to look at what was there when it became tamei. So as long as those original sideboards still exist, the bed was just taken apart and can become tamei again. But once those boards break, then the bed is considered to be broken and it will never be able to become tamei again. Mishnah Zayin. Teva shepischem ilamayla tamei tamei meis. If you have a box that the opening is on the top of the box, like a toy chest or something like that, it can become tamei with tumas meis. If it comes in contact with the dead body, nifchasami lemaile, if it breaks on top, meaning the cover breaks off, tamei tamei mace, it can still become tamei with a mace, because it could still be used. Nifchasami lemata, but if the bottom falls out, so then it's not functional anymore, tahora, then it's tahora. Magurush about tameos, the little compartments that are built into the box that didn't break when the cover or the floor came out, so those are tameos, ve'inam chibala, and they're not considered connected to the box, meaning even though they're attached to this this ruined box, the box will not become tamei if something touches, if sheretz, let's say, touches one of these smaller compartments, and the compartments won't become tamei if something touches the larger box. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we said that if a bed was wrapped with a mizran and then contracted tuma, so even when you take the bed apart from the mizran, both parts still retain their tuma status. And then in Mishnah Zayin we spoke about a box that breaks in a way that makes it still functional, so it can become tamei. But if it makes it no longer functional, like the bottom falls out, then it's going to be tahar, and the smaller compartments inside that box do not share the same fate as the box itself. It's not considered to be connected to it. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Yutes, Mishnah Ches.